And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked wide parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 3,000 people, with hundreds more believed trapped under the rubble. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Rescuers in cities and towns across Syria and Turkey have been scrambling since early morning to dig people out of the rubble after one of the most powerful earthquakes this region has seen in the past century. The first earthquake hit around 4 a.m. local time in the Gaziantep province of Turkey. Hours later, another only slightly less powerful earthquake hit a little less than 100 kilometers north of the original quake. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone and offered support to Turkey's foreign minister on Monday about the huge earthquake that killed more than 3,000 people across a swath of Turkey and northwest Syria.
The Department of State is in close contact with our Turkish allies and our humanitarian partners, and our initial assistance response is already underway. We are determined to provide any and all assistance to help those affected by these earthquakes.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters the United States is looking at additional funding resources that are available to respond to the earthquake on both sides of the border. French President Emmanuel Macron and his government on Tuesday braced for a third wave of nationwide strikes and protest against plans to make the French work longer before retirement. As the bill started its bumpy passage through Parliament, rail services will be disrupted, school classes canceled, and refinery deliveries impacted as workers from multiple sectors walk out. This is VOA News. The White House said Monday the United States is in the process of recovering debris from the Chinese balloon out of the Atlantic Ocean for analysis by intelligence experts, and there's no plan to give the remains back to Beijing. Quote, they have recovered some remnants of off the surface of the sea, and weather conditions did not permit much undersea surveillance of the debris field, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters 2 days after a U.S. fighter jet shot down the balloon, which had previously traversed the country. China says the balloon was an errant weather observation aircraft with no military purpose. The United States says the balloon was a sophisticated high-altitude spying vehicle. On Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives last month. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
The annual speech, which reached more than 38 million viewers last year, according to Nielsen, could deliver Biden his largest television audience of the year. It gives him a chance to shape public perceptions and to tout his accomplishments. A bipartisan infrastructure bill, progress on inflation, gun safety, and strong job growth. Milestones that don't seem to be showing up in his lackluster approval ratings.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. New York City is ending its COVID vaccination mandate for municipal workers like police officers, firefighters, and teachers. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The vaccine mandate instituted for New York City workers, which led to the firing of hundreds who declined to get the shots and the subsequent lawsuits by some of them, will end on Friday, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The Democrat says this is the right moment for this decision, with more than 96% of city employees and more than 80% of city residents having received their initial COVID vaccine. Julie Walker, New York.
Workers in the Mideastern U.S. state of Ohio are dealing with a train derailment involving toxic chemicals, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Workers have used small charges to open holes and allow the material to go into a burning trench. The decision to do a release was needed to prevent the rail cars from exploding and sending shrapnel and other debris from flying through a neighborhood in East Palestine, Ohio. About half of the 4,800 residents of East Palestine were ordered from their homes over the weekend. Paul Cochran says it's terrifying.
You know, that old phrase.
Federal investigators say the cause of the derailment was a mechanical issue with a rail car axle. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.